Azure Alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And happy Thursday. It's Pensacola right now here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Hope you're ready to finish out the work week, an abbreviated work week strong. A lot to get to today, a busy news day here locally and around the world. Of course, lots to talk about with you here. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Always love to interact with you guys and certainly send along your traffic tips to us as well. And anything else you see out there, as you guys are our eyes, and we are not. We certainly appreciate that. Gracie, let's go out to the roads and get an update on the weather as well.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Of course, you have your typical afternoon traffic getting through Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre on 98. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something on the roads causing some delays, you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, it's looking good right now. We do have overcast skies and a chance of rain for this evening. It's going to be 20% chance of rain with a low of 71 for tonight. But this weekend's looking great. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow for a good Friday, and it's going to be a high of 86. It is 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
Start with our top three stories today. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts, and NOAA is forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes. And as a reminder, state emergency leaders are now encouraging you to be 1 week ready. Replacing the familiar first 72 is on you. Programming note at 4:30 after the Fox News update, I should say, we'll hear from Escambia emergency manager Travis Tompkins with an update on everything you should be doing now to prepare yourself for this Atlantic hurricane season.
The Senate is to take up a vote on the debt ceiling bill the House passed yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the suspended debt ceiling and cuts non-defense discriminatory spending over the next 2 years.
And an Air Force base in Nevada will not be holding a drag show that was scheduled for today, the first day of Pride Month. And Congressman Matt Gaetz at the center of the controversy in the crosshairs of human rights groups after the drag show planned for Nellis Air Force Base was canceled. Back in March, Gaetz grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over several shows that were advertised and whether the DOD was supporting them.
Malmstrom Air Force Base, outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley-Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Summer Festival.
And today, the Human Rights Campaign came out saying that scolding the Pentagon for, quote, giving in to bigoted far-right pressure. Local headlines, hurricane season is officially underway, and there is a disturbance out in the Gulf, although we're not expecting any major local impact. South Florida could get dumped on a bit with a good amount of rain. Otherwise, things are going to be mostly okay for our area through the rest of the week and into the weekend as well. A school bus law signed yesterday by Governor Ron DeSantis is welcome news for the Escambia School District. Florida schools will now be able to crack down on drivers who illegally pass by their school buses, allowing them to install cameras in order to catch drivers who pass them while they're stopped.
Because prior to that, a officer had to actually witness the stop arm runner before they could issue a citation.
Darlene Hart is transportation director for the Escambia School District. She says they've already submitted the order for next year's school buses, and they are expecting those to be equipped with the stop arm cameras. More local headlines right after another quick check of the roads and weather together.
Roads are still looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something else on the roads causing slowdowns, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We do have some rain coming through our area. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain going throughout the Warrington area, as well as coming through Foley as well, seeing some rain. So that is going to continue throughout Pensacola and Navarre and make its way through. It is 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
P&J reports jury selection will start on June 12th for a Pensacola man accused in a fatal shooting back in November 2021 at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments. 26-year-old Jeremy Lane is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Travion Smith. At the time of the shooting, investigators say Lane and Smith hadn't liked each other for a few years and guns had been drawn prior to the fatal shooting. A Mobile man accused of sexually assaulting and kidnapping a woman in Perdido Key. 51-year-old Herman Moore was arrested Tuesday and is facing several charges, including sexual assault, aggravated assault, and kidnapping. The alleged incident happened back on April 17th and 18th in Perdido Key as the woman and Moore were visiting the area. Fire at an Escambia County home on Fayal Drive. This morning at around 11 a.m., a neighbor alerted dispatch about the fire. Crews arrived to find heavy flames showing from the back of the home. According to Escambia Fire Rescue, the home is deemed to be a complete loss. A woman who lives in the house was not home at the time. She's now being assisted by Red Cross and was assessed by EMS on scene. State headlines here before our first break. A new slogan for the Ron DeSantis presidential campaign, Make America Florida. The campaign is looking for financial support at his new website, makeamericaflorida.shop. The site features an array of campaign merchandise for sale, including shirts, hats, stickers, and koozies, all with the slogan, DeSantis 2024, Make America Florida.
And some businesses around Florida are closing their doors today in solidarity with the Day Without Immigrants. This protest is speaking out over Florida's new immigration law that would suspend a business license if it hires illegal immigrants. The law takes effect on July 1st and will also ban governments from issuing IDs to undocumented immigrants.
The Coast Guard suspending their search for the missing cruise ship passenger who went overboard on Monday. 35-year-old Ronnie Peel fell over the side of the Carnival Magic about 186 miles east of Jacksonville. Crew searched more than 5,000 square miles.
And a sad story coming out of Palm Bay. An 11-month-old baby died in Palm Bay this past Sunday after she was left inside a hot car for 3 hours. The baby's parents are pastors at a church there and reportedly forgot the baby was inside when they took part of a Sunday morning church service.
420, right? Yeah, I
saw that too.
We hear it happening so much, and I just can't fathom. Although I will say, you know, being a new dad, I mean, it is like one of my greatest fears is doing that, because I mean, you hear stories like that, and your immediate reaction is like, how in the world could you let that happen? But I mean, it happens so frequently. Yeah, I don't have a good answer for that, but yeah, just tragic.
Awful.
Absolutely. 420 right now. We'll take a break. Come back with a look at your national and world headlines. It's Pensacola right now on a busy Thursday here at News Radio 92.3.
Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620 to our text or our text line. And taking a quick look at the roads just shy of 425, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also showing nothing to slow you down. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Weather forecast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking hot and humid. Good news is rain chance does come on down, so we'll have plenty of sunshine. But high temperatures, yeah, they're back into the lower 90s. Feels like temperatures in the triple digits potentially, and low temperatures only in the lower 70s. So warm during the nighttime as well. If you head down to the beach to cool off, watch out for the rip current risk. It will be possible the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have some rain going throughout our area right now. That's going to include Warrington and West Pensacola, and a patch of rain going over Ensley. And it is 78 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your News Radio 92.3 Traffic and Weather Together.
Texter says drag festivities are not military in nature and are prejudicial to good order and discipline. The commanders allowing them are the problem, not DOD for shutting them down. Certainly, Congressman Gates would agree with that. Just a little bit of context and backstory here. So back in March, Congressman Gates, the audio that we played last segment, he had been going back and forth with Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, as well as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, regarding several drag shows that had been advertised that had a DOD insignia, and saying, hey, you know, where is the funding for these? Where is the scheduling coming from this? And back on that March meeting, Austin was repetitive in saying that the DOD is not supporting, not funding these. That was his only thing he would say about it repeatedly. So last week, Gates found out that these drag shows that he had brought up were still happening. So he sent a letter this time requesting immediate responses to, hey, we brought this up in March. You guys have said we're not supporting, we're not funding them, and they're still happening. So now it looks like just a day yesterday that the drag show in Nevada was called off as a result of, you know, Gates' action on that there. So a little bit of the backstory behind this. So this has been kind of an ongoing thing with Congressman Gates for the last couple of months, and he took to Twitter to celebrate the decision earlier today. As far as everything happening around the world and around the United States, we start in Iowa now, where three people are still unaccounted for in the Iowa building collapse.
They were potentially in their apartment, but that was in the collapse piece of that area.
Two people who lived in apartments in the portion of the building that collapsed may still be in the building. Officials were able to make contact with two others who were listed as unaccounted for yesterday, and they did confirm that they were safe.
And the Justice Department says that it has audio of former President Trump talking about classified Pentagon documents that he took from the White House. CNN is reporting that in the recording, Trump's acknowledged holding onto a classified document regarding a potential attack on Iran, and that he would like to share the information but is aware of the limitations of the declassified records.
In Washington, the Senate approving legislation to block President Biden's student debt relief program, passing the measure 5246. The president, though, is expected to veto the bill. The program would cancel up to $10,000 in loans for borrowers whose income falls below before certain levels, and up to $20,000 for those who receive Pell Grants.
And Governor DeSantis has moved on to New Hampshire. In his speech, he attacks Biden's administration as well as the woke ideology that has swept into our military.
Also, President Biden urging the U.S. Air Force Academy graduates to never forget their sacred oath.
It's our Constitution, it's our country, and it's our enduring American values.
And the president making news after his speech as he tripped and fell on stage following the speech, but he was said to be okay. Video posted on our News Radio Facebook page.
Okay. One person died and 10 others, including 9 children, were seriously or critically injured in a major crash near Sacramento. Investigators believe that 11 people were riding in one car. Witnesses say that the car went out of control, went up onto a curb, hit a tree, and then began smoking.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has new school choice legislation on her desk. Lawmakers approved the expansion of a scholarship program yesterday. It aims to help low and moderate income students attend private schools. Changes include expanding income eligibility and increasing the number of students allowed to participate in the program. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is next. And after that, a conversation with Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. Just one workday left, and then we have another weekend. The weather looks pretty good for it as well, as we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather at 4:35.
Our roads are looking great right now. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Right now, we do have some rain coming through our area. Nothing crazy, but just some patches of rain going through West Pensacola and making its way in the eastbound direction. So just keep that in mind. But this weekend, weather's looking great with mostly cloudy or mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a high of 86. It's 78 in overcast right now in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you so much. So we go to the phone line. Travis Tompkins is, I would say, the face of Escambia Emergency Management. And Travis, I'll leave it up to you to tell us if that's a good or a bad thing.
Well, that's a bad thing, because I'm going to definitely say that, our meteorologist, Scott Williams, is definitely clearer than I am. So she let's put her as the face of it.
Well, that's why you're on the radio. But, that's exactly right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Travis, it's like opening day of Major League Baseball season, although, you know, nobody's as excited for that. It's, of course, the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. And already the Gulf of Mexico is a little bit disturbed, although it seems like any impacts are going to be away from us. But certainly a good reminder on the first day of Atlantic hurricane season, this thing can happen at any time.
You know, I'm really thankful that it's going south. But, you know, all you had to do is look at that forecast. It was only a 20% probability of something forming, and then a 40, 50, then a 70, and then we turn around this afternoon, and it's a depression looking to be Tropical Storm Arlene potentially by tomorrow. And so it really was a good backdrop, really, in the sense from June 1st, here we are, the first day of hurricane season, and we have potentially a tropical storm forming. Again, thankfully, it's not headed this direction, but it formed in the Gulf, and that's something that we need to pay attention to. You know, when something forms in the Gulf, they don't know where that thing's going at the beginning. I don't care, you know, National Hurricane Center or the National Weather Service. And so it just gives us a very, very good reminder of making sure we're that 1 week ready.
And you just mentioned it, 1 week ready. Anybody who's been in Florida for any length of time is familiar with the first 72 is on you, and that statewide messaging is kind of changing now. So why don't you kind of talk us through that and why the change and how that messaging is going out from now on?
Well, all you really have to do is use Hurricane Michael as over in Bay County in 2018, a Category 5 catastrophic storm that impacted that community as the example. So state resources and local resources, we're trying to get resources to a community to help recover as quickly as possible. But when you have a catastrophic event like that, it can be much more than 72 hours for supplies to get into the more rural areas. So we have all kinds of different activities that are going on, cut and toss, power restoration, all kinds of things that are being impacted. All these resources trying to come in that are blocking up our roads and everything else. And there are sections of counties, and especially in rural areas, that it may take longer than that. And so we really want to start pushing out. And in fact, the whole state of Florida is taking this approach now as well, that the first 72 is a catchy phrase, but it is not as practical as being 1 week ready. And we really, and that what that means is making sure that every person in your household has enough food and water and medical supplies for an entire week. And so that's the new messaging, and it's because we're looking at catastrophic planning.
Talking with Travis Tompkins, the Escambia County Emergency Manager. And Travis, you had a media roundtable this week, an effort to, you know, obviously meet everybody who's putting the messaging out and to really just talk about things that, you know, from the media perspective, we can do better, and also just learn more about what your department is doing along with media relations and just getting that word out. And one thing that you had mentioned specifically was an effort to kind of get more churches on board and unified in their messaging to people who attend churches around the area.
Yes, sir. So we started that initiative last year. We had our first ever places of worship preparedness seminar, and we are doing that again this year. It'll be Wednesday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're asking for church leadership to show up. We've reached out. We've actually, what we did is we had a list of all the churches in Escambia County. We actually just got finished today calling all of them. And then we're also reaching out to our other faith-based organizations that we know that help in disasters to come together this Wednesday to talk about preparedness. And talking about preparedness for the church being the church, to take care of their own, to take care of your congregation, to making sure that you have contact options for all of the folks that are in your congregation. There's folks that have special needs. There's the elderly. There's folks that need to be checked on. And so having the ability and having the information of what to do and how to start that off, to kick that off, and then, of course, for storm preparation, that's going to obviously be a big part of it, as well, of making sure that congregants are ready for storms, and then assistance after the storm. I mean, there's always assistance that's available. A lot of people don't necessarily know how to get that information, so that's information that we'll be pushing out, as well as also encouraging churches to help one another. And then also we have a lot of great faith-based resources that disaster response groups that come into our community. And there's churches that maybe don't know about that maybe want to assist some of those folks that are coming in. There's so many ways to serve and so many ways the church can serve before, during, and after a storm. And that's what the crux of this is, what we're talking about.
Travis, something you mentioned earlier, and going back to, you know, making sure you're a week ready, and part of that you mentioned was because, you know, we really, and when I say we, I mean you, but we really need to have the streets cleared out for when the recovery starts. And so that's one thing that you mentioned. When it comes to recovery, I'll just kind of reiterate why it's so important. You know, I mean, it's human nature. The storm comes through and everybody wants to get out, assuming, you know, check their damage and everything, which you can certainly understand. But for folks that say, hey, I want to go out around town, I want to shoot some video, I want to get TikTok famous and all this stuff, it's really important, though, that we keep in mind that says, hey, we've got first responders, we've got power crews, we've got all these people that are now going out to survey the damage and to check on those that need to be checked on.
That's exactly right, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. It can impede search and rescue from that. That is one of the main things that we're doing after a disaster. So life safety, just keep that in mind. And that's what I'd like everybody to keep in mind, is the life safety factor, especially after a storm. And that means that we are we're doing search and rescue operations. There's all these folks that called 911 during the storm. And of course, all public safety work stops once that storm is going on, because it's obvious it's not safe for anybody to be out in the storm. So we're going back and we're following up on all these 911 calls. We have cut and toss crews for road clearing So they have to go through and clear all the road, clear all that debris out of the road so that these first responders can get to these different homes. And then, of course, like you said, power restoration. And everybody wants the power back on as fast as possible. And so not impeding life safety. That's what I'd like everybody just to keep in mind. Don't impede life safety because we're trying to save lives.
Travis, I've got one more question for you. I want to pause really quickly here. Let's get a local traffic and weather together update on the fives.
No slowdowns to report right now. If you do see something, just call the traffic line at 850-226-1111. For weather, it's going to be beautiful coming up this weekend, but we do have some rain going through our area, as well as 20% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 71. It's 78 right now and overcast in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Talking with Travis Tompkins, Escambia County Emergency Manager. Travis, the name of the program escapes me, but it's something that you talked about during Commissioner Bergosh's Coffee with the Commissioner. Escambia County is part of a pilot program when it comes to recovery and getting funds. Can you talk a little bit more on that?
Sure. It's the Florida Recovery Obligation Calculator. The acronym is FROC, and that's really the main thing everybody will end up remembering it by. But what that system is, basically, it's a new system that the state of Florida, actually the Florida Department of Emergency Management, is pushing out to all municipalities, all counties, to get on board with trying to get our recovery funds a little bit quicker, to synchronize the process so that when the state receives our request for reimbursement, that they can process that faster because we're following their criteria. And so Escambia County, actually, we agreed to be a part of the pilot program for that project. So we're actually way ahead of the game. Basically, we're getting all of our departments to make sure that they have all of their documentation that they need to get that fast recovery, and that process is going really, really well for us.
That's awesome to hear. Travis, we certainly appreciate your time this afternoon and look forward. We hope to talk to you soon. We hope it's, for good reasons and maybe talking sports or something and not looking forward to a hurricane.
Yes, sir. That is my hope and prayer as well.
Thank you, sir. Travis Tompkins, the Escambia County Emergency Manager, joining us here on Pensacola right now. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good information there from Travis. Again, if you are late to the party, he was talking about how the new motto, the new message, if you will, is to be week ready. The 72 on you is kind of being phased out as really it's an effort to not only make sure that you and your family are prepared for the storm coming in, but also giving you enough supply, enough food to stay in for a couple of days after the storm moves through. That way, Escambia emergency responders, power crews, and everyone who's involved with the recovery can do what they need to do with as little interruption as possible. So good stuff there. We always appreciate Travis and the Escambia County Emergency Management Team joining us. And I know Andrew had on Eric Gilmore yesterday. He had Wes Marino, County Administrator, on today. So we're certainly doing our part to make sure that you are as prepared as we can possibly be ahead of the Atlantic hurricane season. How about some sports? Got a couple of minutes left here. Of course, the big game of the night is game one of the NBA Finals. The Nuggets taking on the Heat in Denver. That starts at 7:30 on ABC. The Detroit Pistons landing their next head coach, former Suns head coach Monty Williams, agreeing to a six-year $72 million contract. Then Major League Baseball, pretty light schedule. Most of the games have already finished. The Marlins got shellacked by the Padres 10-1 today. The Rockies 4-2 over the Diamondbacks in the seventh inning. Other games final 3-1 Blue Jays over the Brewers, 4-2 the Mets over the Phillies. Later on tonight, the Reds and the Red Sox starts at 6:10. The Guardians and the Twins at 6:40. TV game at 7:10. The Angels taking on the Astros in Houston there as well. College Softball World Series. Oklahoma, the top seed, leading Stanford 2-0 right now in the seventh inning. Earlier today, Tennessee beat Alabama in a matchup of 4-5. Later on at 6 o'clock, Florida State, the third seed, taking on six-seeded Oklahoma State. and 7th-seeded Washington taking on 15th-seeded Utah. So a couple of good softball games coming up a bit later on. We'll take a brief timeout, come back, and have some fun with you guys. We had the semifinals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Figured we could do our own Pensacola Right Now Spelling Bee. With Gracie, yeah, she's finding about she's finding out about this as you are. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday. One more day till we're at the weekend, and it's supposed to be really nice. It is 4:55 right now, so of course we're going to get a quick look at the roads and weather. We do have slow-moving traffic right now on Blue Angel. This is going to be coming leading into the Lillian Highway intersection in both directions. Don't have reports of an accident at the moment, so if you do have any details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR, Joseph Neubauer.
Looking ahead to Friday, and the weekend weather forecast provides us with hot and humid weather, but the rain chances will decrease only at about 10% each and every afternoon. Lots of sunshine. If you do head down to the beach to cool off, be mindful of the fact that we have some activity in the Gulf. It's not heading our way, but it could kick up the rip current risk on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be careful if you do head down there, and be mindful of what flag is flying at your area beach. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Overcast skies right now in Pensacola at 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together. Joe, I know you won your spelling bee, but
we have tonight the Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals. It's on the ION Network, and somebody on the internet went through all of the winning words from the past, from every final from 1925, and they picked out the top 10 easiest ones. And they've gotten, let's just say they've gotten a lot harder since like 1960. Say that. So, Gracie, what we're going to do is we'll do three words here. These are winning words. So we are pretending that you are up at the microphone. You've gotten every word to this point, and we are going to try winning words from spelling bees of years past.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
I can barely pronounce half the words on the radio. This is kind of feeling like a nightmare that I've had.
That's exactly how I want you to feel.
My palms are sweating. So this is I'm probably going to refuse.
So you are going to get the word. I don't have the language of origin or any of that. I have the word in a sentence. Mm-hmm. The winning word from 1930 was fracas. My roommate spoiled the last episode of Succession, and it caused a major fracas. Your word is fracas.
I can't do it. Joe, I am refusing. I cannot.
All right. So you've lost. Another word. Let's. Okay, here's one.
I hate
this. Chihuahua. That was the winning word in 1967. Way back when, people used to think chihuahuas were related to chipmunks.
Oh, my goodness. Your are these the sentences that they're using?
No, I think these are just made. In 1930, Succession was not on TV. Yeah.
See,
you want to take a stab at Chihuahua?
No, I don't want to do any of them. Right. I'm just embarrassing. I'm going to embarrass myself more by trying to spell them.
The winning word in 1932 was knack. I've never been a good speller. I just don't have a knack for it.
See, that's my sentence. That's my sentence right there.
Want to give it a try?
I can't, Joe. This just sounds like the worst experience of my life.
0-3 in hour number one. Stick around for three more words in hour number two, and three more in hour number three.
I did not sign up for this.
Well, it's live radio, folks.
I know.
That's
Pensacola
what we do
right now. Gracie's Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday's edition.